It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The Justice Department on Monday night agreed to accept one of the former guy's two proposed candidates for special master to review the documents seized in the search of Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida. If the judge, Eileen Cannon, selects the candidate, former New York federal judge Raymond Deary, as special master, the review could begin soon. Now, the DOJ is trying to work it out to move the investigation along, but Trump's lawyers are trying to slow walk the whole process. They asked the judge to deny the Justice Department's request to restore FBI access to the classified material. The judge is expected to rule anytime now. Meanwhile, in a separate investigation into Trump's attempt to overturn the 2020 election results, the Justice Department issued 40 subpoenas last week to one-time aides of the former president. And in addition to the subpoenas, they seized the phones of at least two top-ranking Trump advisors, Boris Epstein, an in-house counsel involved in coordinating his legal efforts, and Mike Roman, who was Trump campaign's Election Day operations director. So to everyone who was critical of Merrick Garland for taking too long, it looks like it's all falling into place now. Stay tuned. White House officials have also been closely watching freight rail labor negotiations as the first national railroad strike in 30 years could start as soon as this Friday. About 60,000 union members who work for the railroad are ready to strike, including the engineers and conductors who make up the two-person crews on each train. If the strike happens, it would bring the freight rail system, which carries nearly 30% of our freight, to a halt. As a result, Amtrak announced Monday that it will preemptively suspend service on some of its long-range routes. Separately, about 15,000 nurses in Minnesota went on strike on Monday in what the union called the largest private sector nurses strike in U.S. history. Well, this seems to be a new unwelcome trend, as controversy swirls over a top D.C. reporter allegedly holding onto a blockbuster story for her forthcoming book instead of publishing it as breaking news at the New York Times where she works. But Maggie Haberman has apparently done just that. In her forthcoming book, Confidence Man, The Making of Donald Trump and the Breaking of America, which is due out October 4th, she reveals that after Trump started questioning the legitimacy of the election results, he told close aides that he would never leave the White House. The response on the Twitters on Monday was overwhelming, including a massive screed from Steve Schmidt of the Lincoln Project. So far, no response from the Times or Haberman. Surprising, though very welcome news out of Ukraine, where Ukrainian troops have retaken nearly all of the northeast region from Russian forces who've occupied that land for months. Meanwhile, deputies from 18 municipal districts in Moscow, St. Petersburg, and other cities in Russia have called for President Vladimir Putin's resignation. The petition and list of signatures was shared on Monday on Twitter and says in part, quote, "We, the municipal deputies of Russia, believe that the actions of its president, Vladimir Putin, are detrimental to Russia's and its citizens' future." Twitter whistleblower Peter Mudge Zatko is testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee today. It's his first public appearance since making bombshell allegations against the social media company last month that Twitter has undisclosed security and privacy vulnerabilities that he says could threaten users, investors, and even U.S. national security. There's the possibility that today's testimony could lay the groundwork for deeper probes by Congress, federal regulators, and law enforcement officials, and warnings that it could further complicate the legal battle over Twitter's agreement to be acquired by Elon Musk. And it comes on the same day that Twitter shareholders are scheduled to vote on that deal, which I didn't think was still in effect. And finally, Tuesday, September 13th, is the last primary election contest of the season. Voters go to the polls today in Delaware, Rhode Island, and New Hampshire. Then it's all eyes on November 8th as Republicans try to gain control of the House and the Senate But three new members of Congress are being sworn in this evening, the winners of special elections. Speaker Nancy Pelosi will swear in Congresswoman-elect Mary Peltola of Alaska, Pat Ryan of New York, and Joe Sempolinski of New York. After they're sworn in, there will be 221 Democrats and 212 Republicans, along with two vacancies remaining in the House, giving Pelosi a four-vote cushion for the onslaught of legislation that they hope to pass between now and the end of the year. And that's just a bit of what's news. For now, I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.